The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately, the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. You know, we get that the acclamation at the end of the Gospel of the Lord, right? The good news of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And there are times, like in this passage, that we have to hold on to that in order to frame what's going on in the parable, because it just doesn't seem like a lot of good news, right? Especially for the one who was not given much, and what he was given was taken away, and then, you know, just for the heck of it, thrown outside as well. It's like, well, how did that guy even have a chance, right? I mean, but then, you know, with your acclamation, praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, now I have to kind of situate it in its proper context. So, yeah, I think one of the challenges for us in coming to this passage and in trying to interpret it properly is that we're inclined to see our lives as Christians as fitting in this context. Like, and, you know, because, I don't know, I feel like I always offend people with this, but as Americans, we think of ourselves as very gifted and talented, you know? And when you start throwing talents in, as we do, as we hear here, then we immediately transpose to, yeah, what are we doing with our talents? How are we using our talents? And okay, yeah, that's where the word talent comes from. But if we go to that immediate application, I think we're going to miss a lot of what's going on in the passage. For one, Jesus is not speaking to us directly in this passage. It's not Jesus who, think about it, right? It's like, we know in the ascension that Jesus is closer to us than he was to his disciples when he was walking around physically on earth with them prior to his death and resurrection. He's closer to us. So he didn't give us stuff and then leave us alone, and he's going to come back and sum up the accounts with us. It can't be that. It can't be that simple. Okay, so just to to shelve that for a second, but to say, you know, when in his context Jesus would have been sharing this parable, the people would have been inclined to hear what he intended them to hear, and that would have been something along the lines of, this is God. And we hear throughout, say, the prophets that we anticipate God returning to his people. And this is what will happen when God returns to his people. The lame will walk, the deaf will hear, the blind will have sight restored to them, so on and so forth, right? Where do we see that happening? We see that happening in Jesus. So this is like a present state parable. It's not like a future somehow test for Christians and what they did with their talents and the like and all that. So and as you, I've said it before, but probably not for a long time. Sometimes your talents, if you put them first, they can prevent you from following Jesus because you're attached to them. Well, look how good I am at this. How could it be that God would call me away from this? I say, well, maybe he does. But so here, let me offer a bit of a reframe on the parable. Right, Jesus is always talking about the kingdom of God. So this is going to be something along those lines. And when he says a talent, what is one talent? One talent is 15 years wages. 15 years of wages for a laborer. So one talent is a lot. 15 years. And he entrusts it to them. 10, 5, and sorry, 5, 2, and 1. And what in this context would a talent be? But it has to be something oriented to God and his kingdom. And we could say, knowing that Jesus here is challenging those who have not invested well what God has given them, that he's giving this parable to the scribes and Pharisees, right? In context, God has given them the law. God has given them the prophets. And yet because they have not rightly invested themselves in what the law and the prophets had called them to, they will be thrown outside. The law and the prophets are little, but what little they have will be taken away because they did not give themselves to the reality that the law and prophets pointed to. And now, who are the other two? The other two must be people, because again, we says present parable. The other two must be people who are taking Jesus up on his invitation to enter the kingdom of heaven, to take what they have and invest in such manner that they not only enter, but in them, something radically new is taking place. So it's not like they're given five, and then they've got five to give back. Or they've got two, and they've got two to give. When they give, there's multiplication of what God has entrusted to them. And we don't know where that is. Is it in them? Is it simply in them? Is it in the people around them? Is it in the kingdom? Right? Is it the 30-fold or the 100-fold that Jesus talks about in other parables? Right, so we have that. What does it mean for us? It means that whoever we are, whatever we have, we give in Jesus' service. Everything we have and everything we are, right, can be seen as a gift of God. Can be seen as a gratuitous gift of God. And most especially, I would say, it's not just the stuff that we have, because we get stuck on the stuff that we have. What God gives us is grace and mercy. What God gives us in immeasurable quantity is his mercy, his grace, his forgiveness, his compassion. And we'll realize that when it is we give our hearts to God and in service of him, we trust and follow Jesus into this new kingdom that he is opening up for us here and now through him and with him and in him. When we give ourselves to him, we find that we have love and mercy and compassion for ourselves. We find ourselves, why? Because we find ourselves reconciled to God. We find ourselves tapped into the source of all life and grace and love. And we find ourselves then made to be conduits of his love and his mercy for others. And it's that investment, giving ourselves totally over to God and his purposes, giving ourselves totally away in service of him for the good of our neighbor, that we find our talents multiplied. But if we hoard for ourselves those most important things, God's own life, his love, his forgiveness, one at great cost, if we try to keep those things for ourselves, or we are reluctant to give them away in his service and for the good of our neighbor, there's nothing else for us but to be found outside where there's wailing and grinding of teeth. But Jesus took on that burden, thrown into the darkness outside, so that we didn't have to suffer that fate. And it's in trusting and following him that we no longer have to suffer that fate, but that we can suffer the fate of the five and the two, living in the love of God and bringing his love to life for everyone we encounter.